Meeting Moments. It is the last, really, after this one. I mean, how many sections? We have left four Mesechtas, and Hedrinah, but Zara, Harios, and Nida. Okay, Dini Momas Mishlesha. Dini Momas are with three judges. Gizelos, the laws of theft, V'chovos. Now here it says Chovos, which means obligations. In the Bavli it says Chavolos, which means damages. Okay, and the Gemara is going to pick up on that. Vishlosha with three judges. Nezek, the damages which are caused by your animal. V'chatid Nezek, half damages by the ox goring. Tashlumi Kevo, payment of double. Tashlumi Aruch Hamisha, the payment of four or five. In the case where there's a slaughter or sale, Ha'ones, rapist, Hamfata, seductions, Motushema. Husbands allege their wives are not Basulos when they were married. Bishlosha, all these require three judges, Dibre Rebbe Meir. Chachorim and Chachorim say, actually, the final case, Motushema, they're all three. Chachorim argue the final case. Chachorim and Motushema, Basim Bishlosha. The case of Motushem, the last case, Mishnah 23, Shishpadini Foshas, because potentially can come to capital issues if in fact she was Mizane while she was Narusa, then of course that's going to give her the death penalty. Okay? Minon Teisele. How do we know that Dini Mamunas are only with three, with only three witnesses, you do not need 23? If you learn out for the pasuk of you elachem luchukas mishpat, that pasuk draws a parallel between all areas of court adjudication. So therefore, if that was from that pasuk, I should derive echadini momentos vechadini foshes, both monetary claims and capital crimes, bedrish v'chakir recourse require court examination, and also 23. In other words, v'chakir in fact is the halacha that both of them require Jishiv HaKir, cross-examination of witnesses. The only reason we do not require cross-examination of the witnesses in Midrabanan is because Shalotin Odels, if they love, in order the door should not be locked in front of debtors, if the creditors feel they're never going to be able to prove that they're owed the money. But the Halacha 23 should apply to both and should have remained. So how do we know we don't require 23? So it says, well, I'll tell you why. This only requires three. Should be because the famous drasha and parshas mishpatim, the krab ba bais el Elohim, the balabas, meaning the litigant should come to Elohim. Actually, it should be that ribo ba dainecha, that Elohim connotes one judge. The ad Elohim, it says another time unto Elohim, arei shtayim, that's the second judge. Asher yashin Elohim, the Elohim will find him guilty. Harekan Shlosha, those are the three judges. Okay, so we learn from each Elohim, but here it's not referring to God, rather to a judge. That's three judges, Div Rabbi Yehoshua. Rabbi Yehoshua says, no, Arishon Tchila Nambar. The first time it says Elohim, it's not for the count, but it's conceptual. Ein Darshim Chilos. Whatever concept appears for the first time, we don't expound thereon. Why? Because it's considered to be there for the conceptual basis, not for any halacha, for any halacha ramification, not as part of a count. So therefore, rather, El Ad Elohim Hare Echon, it says, unto Elohim, that's one. Asher Ashin Elohim, when it says Asher Ashin Elohim Hare Shlein, that's two. However, in Beis and Shokul, the halacha is one cannot have a balanced court. Therefore, Mosifin Aleim Odecha, we add a third judge, Hare Shlosha, that's three judges altogether. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says, Bishnaim Akosum Medaber. Why can't you have a balanced court, by the way? It's just logic, right? Because you'll never come to a conclusion, right? So therefore, what?
You have a tie score.
Right, tie score. So that's why it's just logical. Rabbi Omer, Bishnaim Akosum Medaber. Rebbe says the pasuk is talking about two. Now, meaning, he also doesn't dash in the first one, but he says Adolim, and then he says Asher Ashin Elohim. Asher Ashin Elohim, however, he learns is plural. It's two judges, not just one. How so? That pasuk of Asher Ashin Elohim is talking about two, is only talking about one. Shomer Asher Yashin Elohim, when it says that Asher Yashin Elohim, it could have just said And the Shaitar so actually changed the gears here, which I like. It says, he throws in the words, Asher Yashia Elohim in Kos Ksivkan. Doesn't say Yashia. Yashia would be singular, right? Rather, it says, Ela Asher Yashiun Elohim, with a nun at the end, plural. Now, some of the Mefarshim were misled here. Not the Shaitar Yisro, he was on the ball. But some of the Mefarshim misled because they said, they looked at this line, and the Yashiun at the beginning of the line doesn't have a vav. Right, the Yashiun at the end of the line has a vav, right? So they say we're dashing the extra vav. Problem is, if you open a chumash, there ain't no vav in the Yashiun in the chumash. Right, so that's why the Shai Teresel's way of dashing is much more expedient, because that way we're dashing not from the extra vav, which is non-existent, but rather from the extra nun. Right, Yashia would have been singular, Yashiun is two, right? Actually, he doesn't use Ad Elohim either. It was my mistake. He doesn't use Ad Elohim, but just use Asher Shin Elohim. So that's two. And based in Shokol, you can't have a balanced court. Most even in Mod Echad, you add another witness, another judge, Harei Shlesha. That's three. Right?
Isn't there a
Mandalman
in the Bavli about five?
It's not in the Bavli. It's coming up here in Yerushalmi. But in fact, there's the Mishnah later on. What you remember is that the Mishnah later on speaks about a case in which you need five.
Oh, okay.
Not but any moments.
Here I'd say the extra nuan is repeated. There's two Yashiyun, that's four.
You're saying good. The thing is, I don't know how you would know that, because this Brisa does not appear in the Bavli, the following Brisa immediately afterwards. So you obviously had a little bit of a nevuah there. Rabbi Yehuda boy, whatever. Asked, what about Ukarebi? And we found this Brisa Rebbe, which again is, I don't think it appears in the Bavli. Dine Momenes B'chamisha. He says Taki need five judges to begin the case. Vishi Gomer, you just finished, this is a typo, everybody agrees it's a typo, it can't be 23, but Vishi Gomer Begimel, it finishes with 3. So you start off with a tribunal of 5, and you end up with 3. How does he know that?
Well, so you have to see other 2. I mean, why does it go down to 3?
They can leave. They don't have to be there at the end. We'll explain why in a minute. Ashkech Tani.
Alternate jurors.
No. Yeah, well, similar, but it could be. Ashkech Tani, he found a brisa which explains this. Rabbi Chizkia learned, Hov Armatar Harog Al Pimatim. Fascinating, actually. Logic. It's not based on the drosha. See, you could have darshan like you, right? And it says Elohim, Elohim, and then plural Elohim, which is 4, and then based on Shokol Mosif Elohim Erechot. Oh, there would be 5. That would be a nice drosha. But that's not what he learns how. He learns how to have logic. So the Torah says, inclined based on Mati, inclined to kill. And here, of course, it's about the moment, so it's not to kill, but rather to find guilty. But it's the same idea. Al pi matim, based on inclining judges, the inclination of judges. Harog al pi edim, and inclined on the basis of witnesses. Ma edim shnaim, af matim shnaim. Just like Adim are 2, so too the inclination must be based on 2. Now, this is a drush also on the Bavli. The Bavli talks about, also that the reason why I have 23 judges is because in order to have Ada Matzelis and Ada Mechayevis Ada Matzelis, in order if you have 10 on 10, 10 for the prosecution and 10 for the defense, there should be then a gap of 2, so there would have to be 22, but we don't have even courts to make it 23. And in fact, in capital crimes, as we shall see later in the Masechta, you need to have a gap of at least two judges. However, here we're talking about even Dine Momenus, and we're learning out from, it says, the way it's learned out there from the Bavli is from the Pasuk, Losiach Achrei Rabim L'Ra'os, in other words, don't just follow a simple majority for a negative Papsak, you have to follow a special majority, not just one, only even 2. Specifically 2, but here only out differently. We're saying in judges and witnesses there are 2. So therefore, just like witnesses are 2, the amount of judges which paskin guilt should also have to be a 2 over. So in order to do 2 over, you have to have 3 on 1, right? 2 on 1 is not 2 over, it's only 1 over. You have to have 3 on 1. So the minimum amount of judges you should have in a court is Four to make three against one. But you can't leave it at four, so therefore it's got to be five. Now, the thing is like this, an interesting thing that I think that since we learned from Adam, that's why we learned that they don't have to be there in the end. Because just like the witnesses, they don't actually issue a psak, they just participate in the deliberations and the determination. So to the extra two judges, they don't have to be part of the final psak. They just have to be there for the deliberations and the consideration of the matter. And at the end, the psak can actually be rendered on the basis of three. But we learn out from Misvara that you need to have two, a gap of two, just like it was not ever made him, just like the Adim don't have to be present psaked in. So to the extra two judges, even though they participate in deliberations, they don't have to be there at the end. Okay? It's a fascinating Gemara. So therefore, now, says Gemara, the first few lines on this page are so, so cryptic. They're not hard, but they're just weird. So I'm going to learn like the Mashbiach and about like myself. I'm going to conglomerate here a few things here together. First of all, this line, Loing Zelos Hein Chavolos, is a very difficult line because Chavolos didn't appear in our Mishnah. The Bavli asks that Zelos and Chavolos are the same thing, and many in the Farshim take it to be the same question here in the Yerushalmi. The Zelos and Chavolos are the same thing, they're all Dinimominous. But they take the next one subsequent to this as an attempt to answer that, which is unclear because it really doesn't seem to answer at all. So the Mashbiach just changed the word gezelos to chovos, and he says learns it not as a question but as a statement. Lo hein chovos hein chavolos. When it says chovos in the Mishnah, don't read it chovos, rather read it as chavolos. It's like an al tikre. In other words, the Gembal, according to the way the Mashbiach is learning it, the Yerushalmi is adjusting its girsa in the Mishnah in accordance with the Bavli's girsa. The Bavli's girsa is Chavolos, so lo in Chavolos, don't read in our Mishnah Chavolos, which means obligation, but rather hein Chavolos, read it Chavolos, which would be damages. Okay? Now if that's the case, here comes a full stop. It was just one line. And now we return to Rabbi Avo's quest after Brises. Rabbi Avo and Omer Aleph had found Brises. Now he found another brisa, very interesting and important brisa. What brisa did he find? Ashkach Tani, Rav Shim Ben Yochai. He found this brisa named Rav Shim Ben Yochai. Ve'elam Mishpatim Asher Tosim Lifneim. These are the judgments or the laws that you should place before them. Asa Meim Alecha, what is this coming to tell you? Kipshuta Dikroya. It's telling you like the simple meaning of the pasuk. And we're going to bring a right to what that simple meaning of the pasuk means. V'sayik Rabbi Yosef Chalafta. Like Rabbi Yossi Bar Chalafta. Now the question is, what exactly he means by the simple meaning of the pasuk? So I looked around and spent a little bit of time researching this. And there's the drasha of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, which we haven't had yet, but it's going to come up in the Yushami in Masechta Avodah Zarah, the next Masechta, Daf Tes Vav on Beis. And there he darshens Ein Mishpatim Asher Tosim Lifneihem. Tossing me darshan as a play in words like a treasure. Ma'asima zos enanik leis l'kol birya, just like a treasure is not revealed to everybody. Kach en l'chol reshus l'shakeas atzmcho b'divrei Torah. You can only learn mercy yourself in Torah. El b'ifnei b'nei odem k'sherim, only in front of kosher people. So en mishpat nishat tosim l'ifneim kor n'roshim v'yochai means divrei Torah should be secretive. Of course, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was very secretive. He was the author of the Kabbalah, right? But Lamaisa, so that is not Kipashti Dekroy. There, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is not darshaning the Pashim Shalom Pasuk, because darshaning Tosim, not the place, but rather to hide, which is the antithesis of the Pashim meaning of the Pasuk. So here, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, I think, is saying, now I'm going to darshan to you the Pashim meaning of the Pasuk. And the Pashim in the Pasuk, first, the question is though, what does he mean to Darshan, and what's Rabbi Yisrael after coming to confirm? So I have two ways of understanding it. The first way I understood it, and by the way, the Rabbi Nachman Akash and Torah Shlema brings up five interpretations of this line in Yerushalmi, none of which make me satisfied. I mean, two of them are on the page, but Pnei Moshe and Rid Baz, but the other three also I didn't like. But in any event, so I have two possibilities. One of them is that the One of them, the ways I want to learn is that Tosif name means put the judgment in front of the people, meaning tell them how severe justice is. Put in front of them the concept of justice. Tell them that justice is a very important and severe thing. And that's Rabbi Yisrael Chalafta said. Take a look at Rabbi Yisrael Chalafta. The Saika Rabbi Yisrael Chalafta. Rabbi Yisrael Chalafta Atun Trey Bar Nash Meidun Kamoi. Two people came to judgment in front of him. So they said to Rabbi Yisrael Chalafta, Amanasha Tinan of Din Torah, we want you to judge us based on the strict letter of the law. So he said, Ani Ani Yodei Din Torah. I don't know the strict letter of the law. But he who knows the thoughts of individuals, Ephraim, Elsa, and Oshim, we should take retribution from you. The Peshayat Israel throws in words, Eleis Adtun Mekablin Aleichon Madun Amar Aleichon. If you don't accept that which I tell you. In other words, he's warning them that coming before judgment, justice is a very severe matter. And therefore, you better follow what I have to say, otherwise, you're going to be in big trouble. So that would be Eilim Mishpat Israel, to see if they put the judgment in front of them. Okay? That was my first initial shot, but then I realized that then after learning more a little bit further, I realized I think the shot is actually different. And this is what he means by Pasha Pasha and the Pasuk. Elam, what's the Pasha Pasha and the Pasuk? Elam Mishpatim Asher Tassim Sam. Who is the Kodesh Baruch speaking to?
To Moshe.
What is he telling Moshe? You put the judgment in front of them, right? How many people is Moses?
One.
So from here, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is learning the halacha that yachid mumche can judge. An individual can judge. And this, by the way, is a very big issue which is coming up here. What exactly, how it works, when an individual can judge, when not. But a person who's an individual who has true smicha. And I saw those allusions to this in one of the Achronim, Mishelos David. A person has true smicha. The smicha which comes, ishmi pishmi Moshe Rabbeinu, Rishim Echai is saying the Pashup Shana Pasuk is just like Moshe could be Danichidi, Asher Tosim Lifneim, you by yourself, so to every Yachid Mumche could be Danichidi. So therefore it brings in the story that Rabbi Yisrael Bar Chalafta, Rabbi Yisrael Chalafta said, was judging them by himself. Now, important point in this regard. If they accept him as binding arbitration, that's fine, no matter who they want to go to for binding arbitration, right? But a Yachid Mumche, and even the Shelos David says, even the Yachid was not a Mumche, meaning he wasn't granted expertise of the traditional Smicha. Rather, he got permission from the Reish Galusa to judge. He was granted an authorization. They can compel people to listen to what they have to say. But it's not like arbitration where you have to willingly submit to what they say. They can compel, actually.
Yeah,
yeah, and that's because that's what he said over here. Because he says, God will take retribution if you don't listen to what I say to you. So that, I believe, is the Pasha Pasha and the Pasha which he's referring to. He's saying that even though we just said Ramad Aleph, you need three judges, right? But there's situations, if you have an expert judge, where in Dini moments he can judge by himself. He doesn't need the other two judges. Okay?
I know, for some reason I thought that Hashem is telling Moshe that this is what you should appoint for the Shivim Zekeinim.
It doesn't say that in the Pasuk there.
No.
Shivim Zekeinim only come in chronologically much later in the Torah. And by Midbar Shivim Zekeinim come in, not in Shmos. Yeah. Okay? Similar cases with Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva had... Rabbi Akiva kad hava barnash azu boy meidun kamei. When a person wanted to come and be judged before him, and again he was sitting as an individual judge. Amar lem, so he said to him, Evu yodim, you should know lifnei mi atem oimdim, before whom you are standing. Lifnei misha amar v'hoi olam, before he who said, who made statements and created the world. Shemar says, v'amdu shnei anoshim ashalahem la'ariv. The two people have the argument should stand. Lifnei Hashem. That's what it says in Pasuk. Lifnei Akiva ben Yosef. But it seems like you're standing in front of me. In reality, you stand in front of Kodesh Baruch, so you better watch what you have to say. So again, he was done as a Yochid Mumche, right? He was an individual judging the cases. Tani. On the other hand, we learned We'll continue with the Vayner Shir Bechai. Koyim Arboim Shona. Koyim Arboim Shona Shlokar Rabbi. So 40 years before the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, Nilu Dinei Poshet, they no longer judged capital crimes. Uvi Yimei, it should be Natshim Metshetach, and most people change here. Meir Rishim Bar Yochai, in the Rishim Bar Yochai, which is after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, well after, Nilu Dini Mamonis, from that time on, they never didn't judge Dini Mamonis. Now, of course, some Dini Mamonis we do judge nowadays. But thefts and fines and things like that, we no longer judge. Even though they still had real smicha, they stopped judging in the days of Rishon Bar Yochai. Says the Mara, Amar Rav Shimon Yochai said, Brich Rachmona, blessed is HaKadosh Baruch Hu that took away from us Dini Mamonis. He's saying, it's a mila that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away from us the court system. Why? The Lena Chacham made on, I don't know how to judge. So Shem Lechai says, I don't know how to judge. Okay? Said the Moshmah Ma'ash Naim Shadon of two individuals judge. Now, these two individuals, it seems, are not two experts, unlike the previous Gemara, but rather two regular rabbis. Shadon of the name, their judgment is a legitimate psak. They're called a brazen basin because there's no minority opinion there, right? There's just a majority opinion of two. Shmuel obviously holds that when you need to have a judgment issued by two judges out of the three, it doesn't mean two out of the three, but means two. So therefore, if you have two, so they can render the judgment themselves. They might be chutzpahdik, but they can do it. Okay?
So one is okay, but two, except for what?
Because one is a yachid mumche, yeah. Two is not mumche, not an expert, it's not a smicha person, not a true somuch. Okay, Rabbi Yonah Reishlo Reishim and Lachish Tarvein. I mean, they said a few times. So even if two people judged, they sat in judgment. Ain't din am din. Their din is not. We don't pass them like that. We don't allow their psak. Okay? So they pass them not like Reb Shmuel, but rather it's not a legitimate judgment. Time to see learned over there. Hey, Danis Adin. Somebody who's not a Yochim Mumcha. Now, Rishim Rechai had said on the top that the Pash Bishad and Teira is that an individual can judge by himself, right? But that's only a Yochim Mumcha, an expert. An expert. What about a guy who's not an expert? So we learned over there, it's a Gemara, Mishnah, fourth parak of Bukhairis. Somebody who's not a mumche, Dora Sadin, he judged a judgment. Vizika is a chayiv, and needless to say, he muffed up. Zika is a chayiv, he found innocent the guilty party. Chayiv is zakai, and he found guilty the innocent party. Timi Latar, he was a metami, the person who did the thing which is Torah, Tia Latarme. So Masha Osli. Now here the Gemara has the Mishnah, it is actually, has a contradictory psak. It says Masha Osli, his psak is stands, but Yishalim basically has to pay for the damages he did. So of course that's an oxymoron, right? If his psak stands, why does he have to pay? It means it's an erroneous psak. And if he does have to pay, then why does his psak stand? So it says the Gemara, Rehavo v'shem Rehavo said, b'sha'amru lo, what's the case? What's the case? B'sha'amru lo, they said, hared mekubal aleinu, we accept you upon us. It says b'shnayim, but it obviously should be b'shlosha. Okay, so they accepted his emema's arbitration. He was an arbiter, binding arbitration. And accepted him as three. He wasn't a mumcha. They accepted him as three. So, Manakami, what are we talking about? Now, I'm going to change every time it says Bishatoha Vedonon, Bishadonon Vitoha. Okay? It means the same thing, but it's just easy for me to read it. When he judged them and made a mistake, now when he made the mistake when he judged. Okay? It's cumbersome this way. So, Im Bishadonon Vitoha Bishikul Adas, he made a mistake in his own reckoning. Not in a source, but in a reckoning issue. In a, I don't know if reckoning is the right word. In a judgment call issue, right? So then, Bidah, now you're going to say, now the Pshach, brought down by the Ritba's changes. So he transposes the next line to this line. B'dor, now you're going to say, Yishalim Ibeso, does he have to pay from his house? Shiku Atas, that's judgment. And they submitted to his arbitration. He shouldn't have to pay for that. And vice versa, Im B'shedonan V'to Adim B'din Teira, right? So then that we say, Masha Asa Asui. They did want the din Torah from him. They were willing to rely on his judgment. They wanted the din Torah. They didn't want to have a din based on some sort of cockamamie code or on no code whatsoever. So then how would you say in that case that Masha saw a sui? That makes no sense. So this is what happened. They said to him, Hared mekubalin b'shlosho, we accept you as three. Amenasha tidinenu din Torah, on the condition that you give us a legitimate din Torah. V'donon v'toh mishikul adas. He judged, and he got the din Torah, right? But he made a mistake in shikul adas. So what happened? Masha asa asui, that which he did is done. Mipnei shedonon v'toh mishikul, because he did up according to din Torah, right? Mipnei shedonon v'toh mishikul adas, Yishalom mibeso. So why does he have to pay? According from shikul adas, he shouldn't have to pay. So Gemara says a fascinating thing. Shehigis, I don't remember this in the Bible, I don't think it is. Shehigis daito ladun yechidi din Torah. You shouldn't take upon yourself to be dan yechidi din Torah. What does that mean? Technically, you should be off the hook. You shouldn't have to pay. Because he didn't make a mistake in Torah sources. He only made a mistake in his own judgment. But you had a chutzpah. No individual in and of himself was not a mumche. Mind you, he wasn't the mumche. Should take upon himself to judge din Torah. He could take upon himself to be an arbitrator based on his own code of ethics or based on his own honesty. But to take upon himself to be dan din Torah when he's not a mumche as an individual, that's a chutzpah. So we constant him. We fine him, says the Yerushalmi, and we make him pay because he undertook this venture. It's an amazing concept. Okay?
Yeah.
Definitely not the Bible. Yeah. Yeah, it's totally unbothered. But I know what the Bible does with this Mishnah. That's the thing. Bukhara's Parag Dalas. Or it's in Sanhedrin, Daflam. We'll see if we can find it quickly. Because that's the Bible. I don't recall what the Bible does. It has to find something to do with it. There's coffee. There's coffee. Cool. By the machine. That's what it puts in there. Thank you. Oh, so over there. So I think in the Bible it talks about. Yeah, so the Bavli draws a distinction, brings down this Gemara. Dastin and Daflam Gimel. Dastin Zikos Achayv Chivas Zakaytime Sator Torah Satime Mashosa Sivishalvi Beso. So it says here that this is talking about. So we have this famous Gemara which draws a distinction between Torah B'Dvar Mishnah and Torah B'Shikul Adas. The first kasha actually is there are two approaches here. One is that if there was somebody greater than him in the city, then he should have deferred. And then this guy he has to pay. But then the Gemara goes on to the very famous sugya of depends what kind of mistake he made. Torah B'Dvar Mishnah, Torah B'Shikul Adas. When he made a mistake in Torah, and it says here, when does he have to pay? When he's Torah B'Dvar Mishnah. Okay, when he made a mistake in Din Torah. Right? So when he doesn't have to pay, when he's Torah B'Shikul Adas. Our Gemara is saying, even if he's Torah B'Shikul Adas,
he still has to pay because he shouldn't have to. He shouldn't have taken it himself.
Yeah. Okay. Fine. So that's the difference. Okay.
Another distinction, and that is with the bodily, we're told to Bar Mishnah, shall be based on the cause as an aspect of the Zikin, the Mazik.
Right.
Here it's a Knas.
Here it's a Knas, right. That's another aspect, you're right. Yeah, so there is a very different approach. Okay, that's right, very, very important. Okay? The thing is, you know, it's alti dan yichidi. Never judge. This is Mishnah Novice. Don't judge as an individual. Shein dan yochid el echod. Who can judge as an individual? Only the one above. Okay. Now, we're going to see exceptions. Obviously, Rabbi Shimon Chai said on top of yochid mumcha can judge, and we're going to come to two exceptions on that base of Nav again, where yichidim mumcha did judge, but. Or be constant you if you're not a mumcha for having undertaken this perilous activity. This is a very amazing statement. Even HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't judge by himself. And by the way, it's a fundamental principle which I once saw in the Arachayim, and I don't remember where I saw it, but a very fundamental principle. When Hashem relates towards us, he relates within the confines of Tzimtzum. Within the confines of Tzimtzum, Hashem does not act as all-powerful, all-knowing, or transcendent of everything. He acts as if he is a king, not as if he is the God of all gods and, you know, Lord of all, and he acts as if he's limited. And that's why he uses a beis din, right? That's why it says here, the entire heavens stand by him, on his right and his left. These are inclined to merit and these are inclined to detriment. Okay? So, nevertheless, the Kodesh Baruch Hu only takes it so far. This is like Rabbi said, where you can have five people So you take five judges to deliberate and three to sign. So the Kodesh Baruch Hu takes many people to deliberate. But when it comes to signing the judgment, Kodesh Baruch Hu does it himself. Avishayin dan yichidi, choytzim yichidi, signs by himself. Shneamar says, Tav beizam rav, avolagil chos haroshim yiksav emes. I will tell you that which is written in the true writing. And ksav emes, that's the signature of HaKodesh Baruch Hu. Hashem himself signs the judgment, nobody else signs with him. Rabbi Yochanan said, again, same idea. Lo lamein HaKadosh Baruch Hu oisab, the third line down in Beis Amrav. Lo lamein HaKadosh Baruch Hu oisab alom adavar, Hashem never does anything in his world, ad she nimlach be-beis din, shalamala, until he takes the counsel of Beis Din on high. Ma'atam, how is that? Ve'emes adavar, v'tzov ha-gadol. The matter is true, but there's a great host. When is the Kodesh Baruch Hu give his sign is true? When he first takes counsel with the basin on high. Amar Rav says, "Komakom shenemar vahashem." Anytime it says vahashem with a vav, it's who ubeis. You know, it's him and his court. Okay, because the vav connotes the court which joins the Kodesh Baruch Hu. There's an interesting Kikar Lo'adin here. He says, yeah, I don't even know where he gets this from. The Kikar Lo'adin is the Chidah. And he brings down here in the parentheses and throw it down the Kikar Lo'adin on the bottom. Amra Magia Chidah, Amra Mechaber, I guess, Chidah. Ve'efshad the Kikhti Va'adokoi of Elohim Romuz Rachamim. Says, Vahashem Vav with Avaya, that's Hashem and Beis Dino, and that's judgment. But Ve Elokim or Vadokoi, that alludes to Rachamim. So it's interesting. The Vav changes Hashem from Midas HaRachamim to Midas HaDin, right? But the Vav attached to Elokim, Vadokoi, which are names of Midas HaDin, changes that to Midas HaRachamim.
So Hashem is mitigated, the rachamim is mitigated by the accompaniment. Elokim and Adokoi, the din is mitigated by the accompaniment. It's above Amahapich, that's right. Right. The base din actually changes HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's intent. Okay. Ubinyan of Shemkulu, where do we see such a thing? The classic case of Hashem. Vashem Diber, it should be Olecha Roa, is a case of where Achav is being seduced to go out to the war, which he finally meets his end, and Hashem asks the divine host how we should do it, and the spirit of Novos, who had been murdered by Achav, volunteers to go lead Achav into battle. Does this ring a bell with anybody? No?
Vaguely.
So, come on guys, no notes on Ach. Okay.
He never reached Malachim.
Yeah, I never reached Malachim. And it tells. They didn't even know which way to open it tonight, right?
We
haven't
talked to Shira after that.
Maybe. Oh, yeah? Right, that's what it says here. The word of Hashem then came to Elijah the Tishbite, saying, "Arise and go down to meet Ahab, king of Israel, lives in Samaria. Behold, he is in the vineyard of Naboth, which he has gone down to inherit. You shall speak to him, saying, 'Thus said Hashem, will you murder and also inherit?' Then you shall speak to him further, saying, 'Thus said Hashem, in the place where the dogs licked up the blood of Naboth, the dogs will lick up your blood as well.'" And then later on it says there that HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned, a fascinating turn of events. It says that Elio prophesied like that. Michio, it was a good prophet, said like this. Michio said further, "Therefore listen to the word of Hashem. I have seen Hashem sitting upon his throne with all the hosts of heaven standing by him on his right and on his left." That's the basin. "And Hashem said, who will lure Ahab to go up to this war that he may fall in Ramoth Gilad? This one said like this, and this one said like this." Then the spirit of Naboth came forward and stood before Hashem and said, "I shall lure him." And Hashem said, "And how?" The spirit replied, "I will go out and be a spirit of falsehood in the mouths of all his prophets." And Hashem said, "You will lure him and you will succeed. Go forth and do so." And now behold, Hashem has put a spirit of falsehood in the mouths of all these prophets of yours, for Hashem has decreed evil upon you. So in this passage it says, "Vashem diber alecha ra'ah," Hashem has decreed evil upon you. That's the case where Hashem ubeis dino, because we see Hashem consulted with all these angels before having done this. Okay? Says the Gemara, "Ma'u chosom shel Kodesh Baruch Hu." What is the song? What is the seal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Rabbi Yehoshua, Rabbi Yehoshua said, "Emes." Ma'u emes? What's emes? Amrei bun shuhu. Interesting drasha. Elokim chayim umelech olam. A live God and the king of the world. So the Pnei Moshe says what he means to say is emes stands for Elokim melech tamid. Elokim melech tamid. Never heard that one before, right? The exclusive Yerushalmi, right? Okay, Yerushalmi exclusive. So, Elokim, the Pnei Moshe. Elokim Melech Tamid, first column. I'm Rabbi Boone. Okay.
Well, all I remember is that MS consists of
that,
all.
That's next. I'm Rabbi Shlokas. Shlokas said Aleph Reshei the Alpha Base. Aleph is Aleph is the beginning of the Alpha Base. Mem emtzei isa, mem is the middle. Tav b'sofa, right? L'mayim tells ani Hashem rishon. I'm first. Shaloki balti should be malchusi. Me'acher, I didn't kick her law and change that. I didn't receive my kingship from somebody else. U'melodai ein li elokim, ein elokim mi balodai. Right? That's the mem. Ani is the aleph, right? I'm first. Mi balodai elokim now in the present, the middle. There I have no partner. Ves achronim anihu. In the end, I'm by myself. Sheini osi l'mosu l'acher. I'm never going to give it to anybody else. Okay? It's interesting. This interesting Meshech Chochma. on the pasuk of Hashem, Truas Melech Bo in Bamidbar Boak, he says that the contrast, it says in the year he said Emes, it's past, I was, present, I am, and will be, right? But the pasuk Hashem Melech, Hashem Molech, Hashem Imloch Cholamvod, it is present, Melech, Hashem Melech, past, Moloch, and Yimloch, future. So he says, contrast, it's interesting how that he picks up on that. Contrast, it says, this is from the perspective of the heavens. Emes is Chosoma of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the heavens. So then, things are in order, right? Past, present, future, because they go from the past to the present, and it's they're conscious of the past, and then they extrapolate to the future. But a person down here in this world, when he's being Miachid HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he must proceed from the present where he exists, and only then go to the past and then to the future. Okay, so if you're in an eternal being like those in the heavens, then it's past, present, future. But from our perspective, it's present, past, and then future. Okay? Right, but Rabbi Yavis have a dainin kumi Rabbi Yitzchak. They were being judged in front of Rabbi Yitzchak, who was being dan yechidi. Rabbi Yitzchak wanted to make a tumult, right, about this, that Rabbi Yitzchak was being done by himself. Al Rabbi Ami v'alef, Rabbi Ami went in to the Beis Medrash and taught, Mumche shekofa v'don, if you have an expert who compelled the judge, the litigants to come to court and judge Dino Din. This goes back to what we learned in the name of Shem Bar Yochai at the beginning of Beis Amud Beis, Aleph Amud Beis, that a Yochid Mumche may judge. It's a Yochid She'en Mumche, who's not an individual who's not an expert, who's not supposed to judge. And if he judges, we sock it to him. But an individual who is an expert may judge. Not only that, he may compel others to accept his psak. So it depends, the way the Reb David Kalina, the Sheilas David distinguishes, he says, Yochid Mumche, who's a samuch, he doesn't actually say this completely, I'm embellishing. But Yochid Mumche is a samuch, who has smicha, true smicha, can compel. Even if he's not a samuch, but he has authority from the house of the Reish Galusa, he can also compel. That's jurisdictional authority as opposed to halachic authority. A yachid she'edom yachid mumche who does not have authority from the Reish Galusa nor smicha, he cannot compel, but he can judge by himself. A yachid who's not a mumche, he's never supposed to judge by himself, and the Ushami says we sock it. Ravo Avi Yosef died Mknishta Medarit to the case of Rabbi Yosef. Ravo was sitting and judging in a certain base Medrash in Kesarin. Legarme by himself. Armalei Tamid of says Tamid said, looking out from Rebbe, he didn't read you teach us Alte Donichidi not to judge by yourself. Armalei alone, so he said to him, came the Anachami. I wasn't my fault, he said. Came the Anachami Le Yosef died Garmi. Since they see me sitting and judging by myself, in other words, they see I have no other judges with me, and they come to me, and we should keep all in, it's as if they accepted upon themselves. In other words, he's saying, Chiddush, he's saying, if they came to, I'm a Yochid Mumche. I don't have Rishus, though, to judge by myself, but they came to me, so therefore, I'm not being Koifa on them. So therefore, it's okay. Rabbi Yochanan also made him call Rabbi Chiyo, Rabba. Rabbi Yochanan went to judge by Rabbi Chiyah the Great. Now, Rabbi Chiyah was a Yochid Mumche. Right? He was still a Samuch. But nevertheless, Isaf Gabi Chad Talmid. He took a Talmid to sit by him. Interesting. He didn't convene a full court. He took a Talmid to sit by him, so he shouldn't be by himself. Shouldn't be by himself, judging by himself. There should be somebody with him. So the more good that good. Vlokin Tani, then we learn Avub Noah, father and son. A rabbi, talmido, a rabbi and a student, shem nim neecho, they're both counted as one in the court of law. They're not counted as separate entities. So neemar chovid v'talmid hoya. Says, let's say he was both a chovid and a talmid. Rabbi Lez, Rabbi Yochan, just like Rabbi Yochan, and Rabbi Lezer had a Talmud Chover relationship, so to Rabbi Chia Rabba the Great took a Talmud Chover to sit with him. So that this Talmud would have a slightly different opinion and modify Rabbi Chia's opinion. That way, it wouldn't be he himself completely deciding the matter without any discourse and consideration. So the bottom line was that even though he didn't take a full court of three, it's still kedai to have somebody else with you. Okay? Gezaydi nafku min the Rav legarmei. After all said and done, Sokim came out of Rav solo. Well, it's Rav paskin solo. Min Rav ach legarmei, he paskin solo. Min Rav Yerin, Rav Yosef garmayon, by themselves solo, and of course these people, certainly Rav, didn't have true smicha. So even if you don't have true smicha, if you have authority, at least you can paskin by yourself. Time to even learn over there. Hanaita Schor Dud, somebody gets paid to judge, Dina Batalim, his judgments are null and void. Kini Mas Niso, why is that? This is the way to learn the Brisa. Hachoshel Ito Schor Ovidon, we suspect he's going to take money in order to judge, he's not a valid judge. Chabon Ajoz Amedun Kom Rabiana, or Ravuna. Nevertheless, after all said and done, Tzchar Batola you're allowed to take. Everybody remember what Tzchar Batola is?
Money that you are losing by...
sitting in judgment, right. Chai Ben Ha'chazim made no kum Rav Yehuna, was going to be judged. Rav Yehuna, Amrali, he said, I see Barnash, bring me a person, the Asuk Tchusui Ladiklo is going to go and send me to work on the palm trees, because that's my job. So bring me somebody else instead. Similarly, now this is more fascinating, and I don't remember this in the Bavli. Rav Yehuna have a Roy Torin. Rav Yehuna was a cattle shepherd, whatever, a cowboy. Vaviyada Sadu Barnashi, new testimony for an individual who subpoenaed him for a court case. Armalese said, Isa Sahad Alai. So that guy said, come and testify for me. Armalese said, Havli agree. You have to pay me for it. Did you ever know witnesses can be paid?
No.
They can. But not like we pay in American courts. Vitani, we learn. Tanikin, nicely with Dayan's Karpatelo. You give to the Dayan the amount of money he would have made had he been working at that time. Also, the Eid's Kari do so the same idea. You give the witness Schar Batola as well. You don't pay him a wage, you give him Schar Batola.
But okay. It's a low job. It's not necessarily his own.
Whatever
job
he would have done, it says here. That's by Mizakin, you say that for a low job. But not by you, right? Whatever he would have done. Okay. Chavanash saw a certain individual made a Kohen Tame. So now what can't the Kohen do? He can't eat Truma. So he loses money because Truma crop sells for cheaper. Truma produce in the marketplace sells for cheaper. But his Tame is going to have to buy Chulin, regular Chulin produce, which is more expensive. Okay? Asum to come Rabbi Yitzchak, so case come Rabbi Yitzchak, we're assuming he judged by himself. Va'ochle Chulin. And he made the guy who was in the time of the coin give him chulin to eat. Okay, because he caused him this loss. It's not just grum, it's garmi, it's a direct cause of loss of money. So Sai Mamma, they, however, they, the basement of the Bnei Yeshiva decided, they gave Svara, Shiosel to make Truma Yitochim, that he could deduct, the guy who was in the time of the coin could deduct what the Truma would have cost the coin. Because that, the coin himself would have had to spend. He only pays the difference between the cost of truma and the cost of regular produce in the marketplace. Okay? Time Rebbe Lezer says, I'm Vatseya, somebody who causes, who makes compromises in court. Chote is a sinner. The judge who makes compromises. Somebody who gives a blessing to you, make compromises. I raise the Kimnites, he's a blaster relief now, Mokim. Before God. Shema says, Ubotseya Berech. If he blesses a Botseya and he hates Hashem, he's blaspheming God. Eloyiko Vadine Sahor. Let judgment move to pierce the mountain. Ksha also Moshe like Moshe did. Avo Aaron, but Aaron was not involved in justice, made him show him he was a Rehdev Sholem. He didn't have to be a judge. Shneamar says, B'sholem Mishalachiti, with in peace and straightness he went with me. Tire Elizabeth Yaakov
Amel.
No, Bavli also brings both opinions.
No, the Bavli says the Pshara is a din of
Besdin. That's coming up also in the Yerushalmi.
Oh, yeah?
But the Bavli, I think, also brings, but I'm pretty sure the Bavli brings on both opinions. 99% sure. So says the Gemara, that's a bit exaggerated, but no, I'm sure. Says the Tanya Elizabeth, Tanya Rabbi Elizabeth Yalomir, Matam Lomar, was a little bit of a tangent. Matam Lomar, Botzeh Berach Nietzsche Hashem. Was it like, what is that about? So we dash like this. Mushal, mushal, ma dover diamonds. It's like this. Lechot Shagonav Sachitim. Somebody who stole a measure of flour, of wheat. Volir Lechotim, he took the baker. Vivish Chalosa, and he set aside Chalah. Vechila Bonav. And he did all mitzvahs with it. He set aside chalav in his grain. And then he gave it to his kids, Satan, they made amotzi lechem in oretz. Harezim evoretz is they make a bracha. Bein eliminites, but it's blaspheming, right? Because it's stolen grain. You can't make a bracha stolen grain. It's hypocritical. Remeir, remeir, matam lor, b'rabotzeh berach niyetz Hashem. Elu achi Yosef is the first brothers of Yosef. There are several interpretations. This Corbett Eder says that this actually means anybody who looks down on the brothers of Yosef having sold them is cursed, but it's very difficult to learn that way. The Shartes are bringing on Psikta Rabasi. Psikta Rabasi says after they decided to sell Yosef, the brothers sat down to eat. They sat down to meal. So they wanted to make a bracha. So that was a bracha, which is Nietz Hashem. To eat and drink and make brachas after you have just sold your brother down the river, you can't do it. Now that's what I said, not the halacha though. The halacha is if you did steal, and you are eating, that's not a bracha, you don't have a choice, right? But it's still, botzeh berach nietz Hashem, okay? Is that what it's the other user? I don't remember. So, ilu elu achiyusha shneimar, it says, ma betza kinari gatzachinu. They said, what financial advantage do we have by killing our brother? So then these botseah, these people who talk about financial advantage, berach, later on they made brachos nietz Hashem, that's a blasphemy. Now, Rav Shulman Kotel is the opposite perspective. Rav Shulman Kotel is mitzvah of atzeh, it's a mitzvah to make a pshara. A pshara is called bitzua because it's an advantage for both. Shneimarit says, but to bad, some means to seek advantage. It's advantage real. Shneimarit says, emes umishpot ushalom. It says, the values which we seek in judgment are truth, justice, and peace. And koma kom sheyesh, it should be mishpot, kiko other than the bottom changes. Any place says mishpot emes with this precise truth, full judgment, ain't shalom. There is no truth, no peace, because no, everybody comes away to, it's still loggerheads. Ye Sholom, on the other hand, if there's Sholom, ein mishpat emes, right? If you're constantly looking for peace, it's never going to have truth because everybody wants to paper over differences. So, eis emes sheshpa mishpat, how can you possibly fulfill all three? Emes plus mishpat Sholom, have a omer zebitzua, only by making a pshara. Okay, it's the only way to get possible. Emes mishpat Sholom. Danas adin, if a person judged, that's so often a tangent. Danas said if a person did judgment, Zikal Azakin found the meritorious person meritorious. Chelachai found the dismeritorious person dismeritorious. Malav Akosuv, the pasuk says him kilu asat tzokim azikui, kilu asat tzokim achai. But if he did tzokah with the meritorious individual and tzokah with the person who was liable, tzokim azikui, tzokah with the meritorious individual, shechzul money, got him back his money. Chai, if it's tzokah with the person who was liable, shoytzik zeil mitamuz yoda, we helped him get rid of that which he had stolen. Rav said mishpat mishpat amuni parshat. It says in parshat shoyftim twice mishpat. This back to pshara. Amesu mishpat sholom shita sharechem, it refers to true judgment and mishpat sholom, which means pshara. The dayan has both tools at his disposal. Rabbi Tzchaya boyku Rabbi Ami. Tzchaya sefer Rabbi Ami. It should be hech. Try to so puts in hech adenuva. What do we do? Do we do pshara? Don't do pshara because we had two perspectives. One is that pshara is good and the other pshara is bad. So he the Shai Tzol throws it on my leg kill a dain tanya. He said like we do like this. Tanya, it should say did Tani. Rishon Menasseh says, "Pamishat Torah Shalav Atzeh." It says sometimes you can make a compromise. Pamishat Torah Shalav Atzeh. Sometimes you can't make a compromise. Kate said, "Also Shnayim Shabol died to people came to the judge." Actually, Shama Divrei before he heard their claims. Oh, Mishu Shama Divrei heard the claims. Any of the Heichan Adin Noita. He doesn't know to whom the judgment will incline. Rashai Lomar, I can say them two bitzu. go out and make a pshara. We should teach my divrei. However, once you hear your claims, ve'yedeya toa yechon adinoit, and you know to which side it inclines, and a Torah shai leaf, so you may no longer make a compromise. That would be a mockery. Shemot says, poitel ma'im, once you've let the water flow, meaning the Rashis Modon, the beginning of the justice, then that's the beginning of justice, and you cannot stop the process. Lifnei Skalei Ari, before the argument becomes real, Natosh, you can forsake it. Achelon Iskalei Ari, before the argument becomes apparent, Torah Shai, no Choy, you're allowed to forsake it, and Gudu Pshara, Mishin Skalei, once it becomes revealed, and a Torah Shai, no Choy, you're not allowed to reveal it. Now, according to the Shai Teretz Yisroel, in one Perush, it should say here, Tani Pshara Begimel, we learned even a compromise requires three judges, Divi Rabbi Meir, Chachon Ramim Pshara Biyach, and Chachon say Pshara is only require one dime. My dime remain, then what's going to ask, what the reason for Rabbi Meir is, and Rabbi Tanya says, Afa Pshara Tzuchel Chedat, need three, because it also, Pshara requires careful deliberation, so they need three to deliberate. That's Pshat, the Sol's Pshat, and many other Mephoshim. But the Mei Chamayim is a very cute Pshat. Mei Chamayim says, don't throw in the extra years. And Rabbi Matani is arguing in the previous Gemara. The previous Gemara said, once you know which way the judgment is inclined, you can't do Pshara anymore. Why not? Because that contradicts the concept of Din. So what he's saying, according to Mei Chamayim, is no, even you can still do Pshara, even after you know to which way it's inclined. Because Pshara also requires careful crafting, and it's a function of good judgmentship. The previous opinion holds Pshara is the absence of judgment. And therefore, once you know how to judge, you can't make a Pshara. But Rabbi Taniel's Pshara is also a manifestation of judgment, and therefore you can still make a Pshara. How does it work in the secular courts? Can a judge? The judge probably can't suggest compromise.
Sure they can. They do it all the time.
They do it all the time, even once they know which...
Yeah.
All the time? Okay. So they pass can like Rabbi Matani according to the Mei Chamayim.
Sure.
Okay. Says in Rabbi Yehuda Melaki Shama, Shtayim Shibola dying, two people came to the judge. Echad Rach ve'echad Chosav. This is famous Rosh, I think. The version of the Bavli as well. And one is a soft guy and one's a tough guy. Actually, Shama Divrein, before he heard their words, actually I'm not sure, I don't think it appears. This way it doesn't appear in the Bavli, sorry. Actually, before he heard their words, Rashi Lomar, let me say any of these kavukhem, I don't want to get involved. Shemitzchai v'chozok, maybe the strong guy become guilty. V'chozok oivo, and then he's going to be the enemy of the weak guy, meaning I'm afraid of him. V'shoshama divrein, but once he heard the claims in Rashi Lomar, he's kavukhem, then tough luck. He's got to go through with it. Sherman says, "Lo so grim neish, don't be afraid of anybody." Now, the limits here, the Yushari is very pragmatic. You could be afraid before you judge them. You can only lose your right to be afraid once you start judging them. But you can refuse to hear it ahead of time. Okay? Rabbi Shimon Karo me areshu yeshiv etzel da'adayim. If you are sitting as a spectator in front of a judge, and you see that the schus for an oni, the chovel asher, and a negative point for the rich person, you cannot be silent. So as lo sagumi neish and lo sagumi dash from the language of egor, which means to warehouse or hoard.
Al tachnis v'rachem neish, do not hoard your words in front of anybody. V'yu adai oni miyodim es miyin doni. And the judges know who they're judging, before whom they are judging. For you ate him, you ate him. And the witnesses know it's me and me eat him, by whom they are testifying, whose name me made him, and before whom they are testifying. Leaf name me show my before God who made statements to create the world. Shneimer says, Vam tu shnei anoshim, it says the two litigants, Ashalem, Ariv, who have to judge the Riv, should stand, Lifnei Hashem. Vam it says, Elokim nitzabadas ke'el. The God stands among the judges. The Cheni Yoshafat, Soti Yoshafat, Ram Yoshafatim said to the judges, Rumatem Osim, know what you are, look what you're doing. Kilola Adaptish, but you're not judging for human beings, Kil Hashem, because you're judging for Hashem. What do you mean you're judging Hashem? Do we judge God? Lomar, Kodesh Baruch Hu rather means like this. Hashem says, Ana Maris, I said, the way I wanted it is the hey Reuven Mehdi, you know, sounds like this God, part of God's master plan for the world, you know. Misha Omar Bahoya Olam, right? Ichab Gezocht, I wanted to say that Reuven should have 100 dinar. Well, Shimon Lo Klum and Shimon shouldn't have had anything, right? Vato Neitlo Mizev and Neitlo Zen, you're going to distort the judgment and take it away from Reuven and give it to Shimon. Olaylo Shalemlo, Vlipora Meosoish, it's going to be upon me to judge it and take it back from him. So you're actually, it's as if you're judging me, because you're making me trouble. So be careful as to how you judge the judgment. For justice, you need three. For make a judge, God might as well need is two. Yavakachab is an interesting drasha. Yavakachab shor mikachad dadin. The karma is superior to judgment. Shishnaim shadonu yuchayim lachzor b'hem. That if two people made judgment, they can renege, because it's not really judgment. Because we paskin shnaim shadonu ain dinayim din, like Rabbi Yochanan said. But shnaim shpishu ain yuchayim lachzor b'hem. Once they made a compromise, so that's binding, and then they cannot renege on that anymore. Okay? Because compromise requires some sort of, as the emotion explains, compromise requires actually an acceptance on behalf of the, by the litigant. So therefore they're bound by their acceptance. Okay, we'll stop here for this evening.